What was school like for you guys?
It was good. We had a long bus drive, you know, in the morning and stuff. And I remember when I was on the bus, I used to be the flag girl. So I'd have to, when you pulled up to a railroad tracks, they'd stop the bus and the person would get out with the flag and you'd go across the tracks and make sure there's no train coming. And then the bus would come over the tracks and stop, and then you get back on the bus, which nowadays they don't do. Now they just look. But school was good. We never had to buy all the stuff like you kids do now. They always had crayons and paper and different things. So it was pretty reasonable. And as far as the classes, I think they're probably pretty much the same, except now they don't have computers and different things like that to work on. A lot more homework using your head.
Were there bullies or peer pressure? I'm guessing there was, but...
You know, there might have been, but I don't think it's anything like it is now, Henry. I mean, there's just so much going on all the time. But back then, it seemed like the kids would just play with each other and not too much. Every now and then, you'd see somebody pick on somebody out in the playground or something. But the teachers were out there and usually took care of things. But nothing like it is now.
What were your jobs when you were growing up?
I used to waitress, and then I used to sell Avon. And I used to be a hairdresser, and then now I just retired from 25 years working at the nursing home, taking care of people.
Where were you a waitress?
Yeah, well, right now it's Blackwoods on 7th Avenue, but it used to be Oscars, and then it used to be...
there's a Halcyon Harbor.
Yeah, but...
That wasn't there.
It was Harbor Inn or something like that, I don't remember. But now it's Blackwoods, but that was like in late 70s, so it was quite a while ago.
Don, I hear you got a history with cars. Talk to me about some cars that you had.
Well, I can tell you a story. Back when Judy and me were, 15, 16?
Ninth grade.
I was in love with her. And so we were kind of going steady. And so I wanted to pick her up, you know, and take her out and stuff. But I didn't have a car. But my grandmother did. So one night I went out there. I didn't have a key, so I hotwired it, got it fired up, and I drove from town here to Knife River. So I guess you could say I stole it, you know, but you can't really steal it from your own grandmother.
Sure,
but I just didn't tell her I took it, you know. So I drove out there and I finally found her house, and I pulled in there, and I wanted her to come out, you know. And her dad says, "Ain't no way I'm going to let her out of that house." And so that was pretty much the end of that. I had to turn around and leave, otherwise I might have got shot. I don't know what. So then that was a car story, you know. And then when I got back, I put the car back where it was, you know, and put everything back like it was, and nobody even knew it was missing.
How did you shut off the car?
Unplugged the wires. It was hot wired in the first place, so you just, I don't want to tell you how to do it.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Ness. This was Henry Runwald signing off of KTWH, Age to Age interview, the end.
Sweet. Thank you, Henry.
Thanks, Henry. Good job, man.